Sunday, the 27th of August, 1944, was a day of perfect summer weather in Normandy. The soporific sounds of a cricket match could be heard from a field at Saint-Symphorien-les-Bruyères, southwest of Evreux. In the adjoining pear orchard, Sherman tanks of the Sherwood Rangers Yeomanry had just been refitted and repaired after the Battle of the Falaise Gap, the culmination of the battle for Normandy. Bats, balls, pads and stumps had been smuggled ashore on one of their supply trucks. "Never let it be said that we invaded the continent unprepared," wrote one of the players. The regiment was supposedly on 24 hours' notice to move, but just after lunch the order came to move out in an hour. Its tanks were on the road in 70 minutes, heading for the River Seine, which the 1st British formation, the 43rd Wessex Division, had crossed at Vernon the day before. British troops were rather jealous that General George Patton's US 3rd Army had beaten them to a Seine crossing by 6 days. On the 29th of August, the Allied armies, now nearly a million strong, lunged forward from their bridgeheads east of the Seine, heading for Belgium and the German border. The battle for Normandy had finally been won, and the German army was in chaotic retreat. "Along the main supply routes," an American officer wrote in his diary, "you see the evidence of our air effort against the enemy. Trucks have been bombed and strafed, rusted and twisted in wild profusion along the roads, occasionally a truckload of gas cans with the cans bulging out like a swollen dead cow, black and charred, or a train with mounds of bulging cans, twisted steel frames from the destroyed boxcars." For British cavalry regiments, the chase was on. Lieutenant General Brian Horrocks, the commander of 30 Corps, mounted in the turret of a command tank, could not resist joining in. "This was the type of warfare I thoroughly enjoyed," he wrote later. "Who wouldn't?" With more than 600 tanks, Shermans, Churchills and Cromwells, the Guards Armoured Division, the 11th Armoured Division and the 8th Armoured Brigade charged forward on a frontage of 80 kilometres, "scything passages through the enemy rear areas," he added, "like a combine harvester going through a field of corn." The country between the Seine and the Somme was open and rolling with wide fields, no hedges and good roads. The dangerous Norman bocage of tightly enclosed pasture and sunken roads lay far behind them. The Sherwood Rangers adopted their old desert formation from the North African campaign, with a squadron of Sherman spread out in front, regimental headquarters just behind it, and the other two sabre squadrons on the flanks. To travel at top speed across hard, open country on a lovely morning, a cavalry troop leader wrote, knowing that the Germans were on the run, was exhilarating to say the least, and everyone was in the best possible spirits. It was almost like taking part in a cross-country steeplechase. Church bells pealed at their approach. Almost every house was festooned in the French national colours of red, white and blue. Villagers, overjoyed to be spared the destruction of Normandy, waited to greet them with bottles of wine and fruit. Unshaven members of the resistance, wearing armbands, tried to mount the leading vehicles to show the way. A staff officer with the Guards Armoured Division, in a staghound armoured car, noticed their odd assortment of weapons, which they brandished with more exuberance than safety. From time to time, a tank would run out of fuel. The vehicle then had to sit immobilized by the side of the road until one of the regiment's 3-tonners caught up and pulled alongside. Jerry cans would then be swung across to the crew members standing on the engine deck. There were the occasional short, sharp firefights when a German group, overtaken by the advance, refused to surrender. Clearing out such pockets of resistance was called delousing. On the afternoon of the 30th of August, Horrocks felt the advance was still not fast enough. He ordered Major General Pip Roberts to send his 11th Armoured Division through the night to take Amiens and its bridges over the River Somme by dawn. Although the tank drivers were falling asleep from exhaustion, they made it to the bridges, and 3-ton trucks brought in a brigade of infantry at first light to secure the town. Horrocks was close behind to congratulate Roberts on the success. After reporting on the operation, Roberts then said to his corps commander, "I have a surprise for you, General." A German officer in black panzer uniform was brought round. He was unshaven, and his face was scarred from a wound received in the First World War, which had removed most of his nose. Roberts, Horrocks noted, was exactly like a proud farmer leading forward his champion bull. His trophy was General der Panzertruppe Heinrich Eberbach, the commander of the 7th Army, who had been surprised in his bed.